Welcome to Taking Notes, the Lotus Notes and Domino podcast. Here are your hosts, Bruce Elgort and Julian Robichaud.
Hey everyone, today I'm here with Lori Desitel, who is the Chief Solutions Architect at Cryosystems. Lori, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Bruce. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, I wanted to take a couple of minutes to talk to you about your Lotus Beacon Award win that you won for Best Portal Solution. Can you tell us a little bit about Cryos and about the solution that won the award?
I'd be happy to. Well, first a little bit about Cryosystems. We're a consulting firm based out of Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and are a premier IBM business partner and have been doing the domino thing for quite some time and the portal thing for the last several years, and we're pretty happy about getting the Best Portal Solution Award this year. We also have a product set that we sell as well through Cryosystems, a product called Titan Web WCM, which actually won the Lotus Award a couple of years ago for the Best Web Content Management System. And it's a domino-based web content management system, as well as a tool called ViewSeed, which is a way of getting domino data out of domino and into Java-based portals. So that's an area of specialty for us. As far as the portal solution goes, it's a pure IBM WebSphere portal solution that we built for Saskatchewan Wheat Pool. One of the interesting things about the particular project was that this was the first WebSphere portal that was deployed on Zed Linux on the mainframe, and that was really a key thing for the client to be able to utilize their mainframe more effectively. So running IBM WebSphere portal on the Zed Linux was kind of a cool thing, and we actually worked with another IBM business partner to actually deploy the portal on that technology. Where we came in was in really the design and development of the first set of portal applications that were deployed on the portal. And one of the interesting things about this project was this was a company that is a traditional sort of development, application development IT group, where they're running Power Builder with Oracle backend and stored procedures. And moving into the Java portal world was a fairly big step for them, and they embraced the idea about SOA, understood that they were going to have to undertake a lot of training to get their internal developers up to a point where they could use this technology. But we were able to work with them and mentor them and take them through that whole process. The actual solution that we developed was the replacement of an existing system that was developed on Oracle, on a web-based Oracle application years ago. Very wizard-like, lots of screens involved, and really quite difficult to use from the user's perspective. And we took that application and actually translated about 50 screens of web pages from the original application into three really comprehensive portal pages.
Wow.
And using things like cooperative portlets and really understanding how you can effectively design portal applications using the portal frameworks that are out there is really what enabled us to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if you saw the award presentation, but a lot of the customers, the users themselves, have spoken in that presentation about how it's saved them so much time, and it's so much easier for them to use this new application. And a little bit about the application. It's interesting. It's Saskatchewan Wheat Pool has grades grain for farmers or producers throughout all of the Western Prairie provinces. And one of the grains specifically is pretty critical, and that's the malt barley, which is used for beer, of course. Depending on the quality of the malt barley determines how many of the breweries are going to purchase that farmer's grain or where they can actually sell it to. So it's a pretty important process from the farmer's perspective. And that's what really initiated it all. There's a lot more producers out there farming malt barley, and at certain points in the year, the grading group is just swamped. They're working overtime, and these samples of malt barley come into the grading group, and they're stacked everywhere, and they really needed a more effective way of getting the data into the system and back out to the farmers so they knew how their grain was being graded.
Mm-hmm. We'll put a link to that presentation on the Taking Notes site.
Yeah, it really helps put things in perspective as to why that's really important and why the Wheat Pool decided to go down the portal path in the first place.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Lotusphere 2007, will Cryos be at Lotusphere?
Yes, we will. We actually are going to have a booth or a pedestal in the exhibition area, pedestal number 417. And we're also, and actually I'll be there, facilitating a Birds of a Feather session at 7 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Yay, hey.
Did you hear that, everyone? 7 a.m. Tuesday morning.
Yeah, and that's going to be on getting Domino data into Portal, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and it should be an interesting discussion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, on behalf of Julian and myself, I want to thank you for this podcast today on Cryo Systems, and again, congratulations on your Lotus Award.
Well, thanks very much, Bruce, and hopefully we'll see you down at Lotus here.
I look forward to it.
Great.